University of Illinois President Tim Colleen recently declined to make any of the university's three campuses so-called sanctuary campuses for undocumented students, citing the need to uphold state and federal laws. Across the country, colleges and universities are grappling with exactly how to handle this contentious issue as Donald Trump prepares to take over as President of the United States in January. Reporter Elizabeth Redden is covering this issue for Inside Higher Ed. She joins me on the phone. Thanks for your time today, Elizabeth.
Thanks for having me.
One of the problems that Tim Colleen cited is that the term sanctuary campus is not well defined, at least in a legal sense. As you understand it from talking with administrators on both sides of this issue, what does it really mean to be a sanctuary campus?
I think it's true that it doesn't seem to have a legal definition. But as it's sort of evolved, I think activists have been pushing for the idea of a sanctuary campus as being a place that limits its cooperation with federal immigration officials, doesn't allow immigration customs enforcement on campus without a warrant, doesn't share information about student status or status of anyone on campus with immigration and customs enforcement officials without some sort of legal order. I think that's how the term has evolved in terms of many people's understanding of it. Again, the idea of a sanctuary campus being a place that would limit its voluntary cooperation with federal immigration officials. But that said, it doesn't have a clear legal meaning, and I think that's one of the reasons why there's some hesitation on the part of some college presidents to embrace the term.
Sure. Reading your article for Inside Higher Ed, it kind of struck me that there doesn't seem to be that much of a difference in practice between schools that call themselves sanctuary campuses and those that don't want to use that term. What differences are you seeing in actually in practice how schools are handling this?
Yeah, so I think I've seen all range of responses. And I think it should be said, too, that some college administrators haven't issued formal statements on this issue as of this point, too. But you've seen everything from some colleges that really embrace the sanctuary campus language and say, we will be a sanctuary campus and we will take these five steps, things like what I've just mentioned, not sharing student information without some sort of court order, instructing their university police not to ask about immigration status of anyone they might encounter, students, faculty, staff, or others they might arrest on the campus, those types of steps. So I think a number of colleges have announced those sorts of steps, sort of concrete steps that they're taking. Again, things like not sharing information with ICE without a warrant or not cooperating with ICE without a warrant. So these types of concrete statements, but there's been some difference about whether they've put them under the sanctuary, they've used the word sanctuary or not. I mean, I definitely think there are colleges that have taken steps that are consistent with what a lot of the activists calling for sanctuary campuses are asking for, but have resisted the term sanctuary for a variety of reasons.
Sure. What seem to be the factors that are determining whether a school decides to actually embrace that language, sanctuary campus?
You know, I'm not sure I can say what's happening behind the scenes in all of these cases, but I will say those that that are embracing the term tend to define it in their own way. We will be a sanctuary campus, and that means this for us. And they seem to be embracing the importance of the rhetoric, the idea that this word sanctuary communicates something, sort of communicates this idea of inclusiveness, as commitment to diversity, and sort of responding to what the student activists and faculty activists are asking for. I mean, what's interesting, you know, one statement that came out from Oberlin College, Oberlin College's president says, you know, the term sanctuary in this context is not well defined, but it does convey Oberlin's longstanding values of respect for diversity, inclusion, and human rights. So as I embrace the spirit of the sanctuary campus movement, I also want to outline practical measures Oberlin is taking to protect those who may be at risk during this challenging time. So I think there are folks who are very much embracing sort of the spirit of the sanctuary campus language, or some college administrators who are doing that. I think there are others who think that the term does more harm than good. They question whether it's useful to use a term that lacks a legal basis or a precise legal meaning. And there's some concern, I think, about backlash, both in terms of whether sort of the use of the term sanctuary might draw, you know, sanctuary is a very politically charged term. It's a very controversial term. Sanctuary cities are quite controversial. That's sort of the idea that the sanctuary campuses are modeled after. And, you know, President-elect Donald Trump has indicated or has said in the past that he'd like to strip sanctuary cities of federal funding. I think there's some concern that the embrace of the sanctuary campus label, particularly in certain states and certain parts of the country, could lead to threats for withdrawal of funding. The governor of Texas tweeted something to that effect last week. He tweeted, Texas will not tolerate sanctuary campuses or cities. I will cut funding for any state campus if it establishes sanctuary status. So I think there's concern about this backfiring in terms of access to federal, in terms of access to funding. I think there's some concern that sort of using the term sanctuary might actually draw more attention to undocumented immigrant students on campus, more potentially unwanted attention, more scrutiny to their presence on campuses. And, you know, I think, you know, one scholar who's been a strong advocate for undocumented immigrant students throughout his career, Michael Olivas, he's currently the interim president at University of Houston Downtown. He wrote an opinion piece for Inside Higher Ed in which he sort of described some of the sort of the way in which the sanctuary campus language can be potentially problematic because it gets, there's sort of misunderstandings about the difference between what he described as sort of this sense of are you defying the law or are you engaging in discretionary practices or refusing to engage in certain discretionary practices. I mean, I think a lot of what's bundled up in the sanctuary campus movement is that question, to what degree are you, I mean, I think there's some confusion about that question.
Elizabeth, how do you see this issue resolving once Donald Trump takes office in January?
It's a good question. I think, you know, there will be continue to be concerns among a lot of undocumented students on campuses and their allies about the potential for stepped up immigration enforcement. And I think there will continue to be pressure on those universities that haven't made a statement one way or the other in regards to these students to make such a statement. But time will tell.
Elizabeth Redden with the magazine Inside Higher Ed joining me to discuss the issue of sanctuary campuses today. Elizabeth, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.